This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. 13 veterans have died during the coronavirus outbreak at state-run Soldiers Home in Holyoke. Of the 13 who have died, 6 tested positive for COVID-19, 5 cases have results pending, and 1 case is negative, while another is unknown. Here is Governor Charlie Baker just less than an hour ago.
This episode is a gut-wrenching loss that is nothing short of devastating to all of us. And our hearts go out to the families and the loved ones and the staff who have been so horribly impacted by this series of events.
The governor pledged to get to the bottom of what happened at the home. The superintendent of the facility, which can house 250 veterans, is now on paid administrative leave, and the National Guard is assisting. Joining us now from Holyoke is the mayor, Alex Morse. Mayor Morse, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
And Mayor Morse, were you able to hear any of Governor Charlie Baker's remarks at his briefing today?
Yes, I just finished listening to his briefing, yes.
Is there anything else that is sort of the latest in the news other than what we heard from the governor that you might be aware of?
No, that was the most up-to-date information, and we've been in constant contact with Secretary Mary Lou Sutters since I reached out on Sunday night and alerted the administration to what was happening at our soldiers' home here in Holyoke.
So, Mayor Morse, boil it down for us. What went wrong and what did happen?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to echo the governor and just say how devastating this has been for this community, for our state, and for our country. These are veterans that, you know, sacrificed their lives for all of us. And to see this happen in our community is incredibly troubling. I reached out to the secretary, or the superintendent, rather, of the soldiers' home on Sunday after receiving an anonymous email from an employee on Saturday describing some of the challenging conditions at the facility. And we were aware as early as last Friday that there was several cases. We were not notified of there being any deaths. When we reached out on Saturday, our Board of Health reached out. We did not get a response, and that led to me personally reaching out to the superintendent on Sunday night. And it was on that call that I learned that there had been, at the time, eight veteran deaths between Wednesday and Sunday. Without any communication to the city's Board of Health or to the state, we come to find out. And I got no sense of urgency from that phone conversation other than being told that these were folks that had underlying health conditions. And while that certainly is likely to be the case, that certainly is an excuse for the magnitude of the spread at the soldiers' home. And so I, as I said, I reached out directly to the Baker administration. I reached out to the Lieutenant Governor. And she responded immediately, and the Secretary of Health and Human Services reached out to me. And that's what began this process of pretty rapid change and development at the soldiers' home since Sunday night.
So I do want to note, our hearts go out to the people of Holyoke, to the families of those who have not only passed away, but who may be, or we know, are sick there now. There's a lot to comb out from this, Mayor Morse. You just said, and we heard from Governor Baker and Mary Lou Sutters during their press conference, that essentially you were the one that informed the state of the conditions and the deaths in this state facility. I just want to be clear about that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, the governor said it himself this afternoon when he was asked. He said that the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the secretary, the first they heard about this was from a conversation with myself on Sunday night. And so, again, this is a state facility that is not overseen by our local Board of Health. But again, it's a facility that is in the city of Holyoke. It's in my city. And when I have constituents and employees reaching out to me, it's my responsibility to get as much information as possible and reach out to the appropriate people in leadership that can be responsive. And so, again, I thought it was important that I reach out directly to the Baker administration so that they're aware of a facility under their stewardship. Is doing everything it can to save lives. And I do think the actions taken over the last 24 hours will ultimately save lives in the days and weeks to come. But again, I can't underscore enough how devastating this is for the families that have already been personally impacted in an already difficult situation with limited visitation ability, with limited ability to grieve and mourn in traditional ways with wakes and funerals. And so this is a loss for those families. It's a loss for our community and a loss for the entire Commonwealth.
I just want to flag, yesterday night, the Executive Office of Health and Human Services said in a statement to WBUR that state and local officials were notified of the deaths. Today, we got a statement from them saying, quote, in part, the Commonwealth is making all resources available to the Holyoke Soldiers Home leadership team, including bringing in support from trained medical National Guard members. There's more to the statement than that. Then we heard from you in a press conference this morning that you had been the one to inform the state, and that's what we heard from the governor this afternoon. It sounds like there are both communication issues and some real uncertainty in the sequence of events here. And I just want to get your reaction to all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to the communication between state agencies and the Soldiers Home. Again, this is a state facility, and I don't know their exact protocols for communication from the superintendent in a facility to folks at the state level. I certainly shouldn't have been the one to notify state officials of the gravity of the situation on the ground. But obviously, when I have that information, it's important for members of the public, for families, and for other government officials to know. The state has levers, resources, and authority that I, as mayor, do not have because I do not oversee this facility. And again, it was important for them to take swift action, which they have done since. But it's my responsibility to do everything I can to keep people healthy, to keep people safe, to keep people alive. And when I'm hearing about mismanagement of a facility in my city, it's important that we take drastic action as soon as possible. And, you know, I do want to thank the Lieutenant Governor for getting back to me on Sunday night, and thank Secretary Sutters for being so responsive since our conversation on Sunday night. But you are exactly correct. I mean, I, as Mayor of Holyoke, should not have to be the person to notify state officials of the number of deaths, of the number of cases at the Soldiers Home. It's unacceptable. The families, the members of the public, our state officials, I mean, everyone deserves better, particularly our veterans that are being affected by decisions that were made.
Mayor Morse.
And so it's a lack of communication between the facility and the city, between the facility and state officials, and between the facility and the families that they're serving.
You talked about mismanagement a minute ago, and you have mentioned the superintendent. The state placed the superintendent of the home, Bennett Walsh, on paid leave. What should happen next there in your mind, and will the city take any steps regarding the superintendent?
At this point, the city has no plans, specific plans regarding the superintendent. It seems to be a personnel matter on the state level. He does not work for the city. He is not paid by the city, and I have no authority to make decisions on their behalf. And so I think, again, it's a combination of lack of communication and transparency and mismanagement. As I stated, I think the governor made it quite clear that he made a commitment to get to the bottom of it. To get to the timeline, to figure out who, when, and how. And I look forward to the Baker administration following through on that process.
Has this devastating news changed your approach community-wide in Holyoke as far as dealing with the spread of the virus or how you're talking with the community about the pandemic?
To some extent. I mean, we came up pretty early several weeks ago when I convened my Emergency Management Advisory Council before this pandemic really started to have legs in Massachusetts and in the United States overall. And, you know, we've been trying really hard to get out ahead of this, to be days and weeks ahead of where other communities are, you know, started with the cancellation of our parade and our road race, closure of schools before the governor ordered it. We closed all, you know, non-essential businesses before the order came from the governor. So we've been taking this very seriously from the onset, but I think the episode at the Soldiers Home and what's happening there, I think, is just a really unfortunate reminder of the deadliness of this virus and the impact it could have among our most vulnerable members of our community, particularly in places like the Soldiers Home, in nursing homes, in extended living facilities. And that's why it's so important that we take adequate precautions and follow correct procedures and protocols to keep as many people safe as possible. So I think it certainly elevated the seriousness of this when we have over a dozen deaths in a few day time period related to COVID-19. People need to take this seriously. And when you think about a facility like a Soldiers Home, there's an expectation that people are doing what they need to do to keep people safe. And you know, I do want to make it clear that I have nothing but appreciation and empathy for the people and employees, the residents who live there, and the staff who are working in under very challenging conditions, who are expressing fear and anxiety about going to work. I mean, there are 5 employees of the soldiers' home that have now tested positive. And so there's a lot of angst, not just at that facility, but at other facilities throughout the city and throughout the region and throughout the state. And, you know, we're getting people, we're getting emails, we're getting phone calls, we're getting messages. People are scared. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're a partner with the state in providing adequate facilities and space if they need overflow space for the soldiers' home or for other regional hospitals or facilities. And, you know, while we are doing everything we can on the local level, we'll make much more of an impact if this is done on a statewide or regional basis with central quarantine facilities, overflow space, so on and so forth.
Mayor Morse, I'd love to ask you to stand by for a minute, if you would, please, because I do want to bring another voice into this conversation. Jesus Pereira is the director of Holyoke's Department of Veterans Services. Director Pereira, welcome to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Let me just ask you for your overall reaction, not only to these tragic events over the last week, but also Governor Baker's press conference today.
Well, first, I want to send my condolences out to the families who lost someone today or over the last week. And I can't thank the employees at the Soldiers Home for all that they do. But my overall reaction initially was shock, but then sort of submitted to realizing that this is somewhat par for the course. There's been a history of lack of communication out of the Department of Veterans Services and folks out of the Soldiers Home to, say, local entities like my department or the mayor's office or the Board of Health. This is something we've dealt with for the last couple of years, and it's kind of frustrating, to be honest with you.
What have you heard from the state's Office of Veterans Services from Commissioner Francisco Llurena?
Directly heard absolutely nothing. There has not been a public release or any information that's been given out to us. I know that a couple of our veteran service agents throughout the state and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is rich in veteran agents. We have one in almost every community. Individual people have tried to reach out and haven't gotten a real statement.
What would you have wanted to or needed to hear from them at this point or by now that you haven't?
Well, I mean, the first things first is that families come to us and they rely on us to have information about their loved ones, especially when we are the people that refer them to places like the Soldiers Home. So a public news release would have been fine, something to the Veteran Service agents, so giving us an idea of what's going on and what actions are being taken. The last thing you want to do in a situation like this is not address it, you know, brush it under the rug, because then there's questions that arise from that. And right now, you know, is there a loss of confidence now of our veteran and our veteran community with the Soldiers Home and those people, you know, who are working up there? It's not their fault. Management is what management is, and we need to address that to be blunt.
Director Pereira, today in his press conference, Governor Baker referred to the home as having been a happy, joyous, fun, graceful, kind place. The news that's unfolding over these last few days paints a scary picture for families, for people who have loved ones or those they care about in the center. I guess I'm looking for you to make sense of those two conflicting images and tell us, how well are we looking after our veterans here in the Commonwealth right now?
Well, I can't really say as far as the day-to-day operations as to what goes on up there. I mean, I personally get my dental care done up there. They have a dental facility, and folks do seem to appreciate the camaraderie and being around other veterans while being up there. So I can't really say with any certainty that there's grim outlook for the near future, but there's certainly something that's there in the forefront that needs to be addressed. And this is not the time, this is not, you know, the environment in which we need to sweep things under the rug. We need to address this very frontally and take care of it as soon as possible.
I'd like to bring Mayor Alex Morse back into the conversation here. Thanks for waiting for a minute there, Mayor Morse. We expect, the governor has said that he expects a surge essentially in cases here in the Commonwealth between April 7th and the 17th. That would mean that there will be surges all around the state. What are you expecting in terms of the coronavirus in your community, and how well prepared do you feel your community is for what may be coming?
Exactly. I mean, we also expect that the worst is still ahead. And so we've been taking proactive measures, again, to identify facilities, school gymnasiums, excess space in long-term care facilities. We've been touring a number of sites, both for overall healthcare facilities, but also overflow more capacity at local facilities. And so we're in constant communication with our Holyoke Medical Center, other citywide officials talking about the numbers on a daily basis, you know, rates of growth, and make predictions as to what decisions we need to make today to make sure we're in a better place, you know, 3 days, 7 days, 14 days down the road. And so this is going to get worse before it gets better. And, you know, residents, again, need to continue to cooperate with our public meetings to social distance and to stay home if at all possible. So I'm confident in our team here. But again, we're going to do everything that we can in our control. But this does require regional and statewide cooperation and collaboration.
And Director Pereira, what is your message to the veterans of Massachusetts and to the veterans of Holyoke today?
I would say that you still have a team behind you looking out for your best interest. We're making noise. We're seeing things. We're calling them out. And we really are the front line for all the veterans in the state. So reach out to your local veteran service agent. If you have a question, feel free to call them. We'll push those messages through our local government, even up to the state if necessary.
And lastly, Mayor Alex Morse, what is the most important thing that needs to get fixed from the current situation? What are you looking for first and most in, you know, in the immediate future?
In regards to the soldiers' home?
Yes.
Yeah, I think a couple of those things have already been addressed. New leadership for the time being, which we appreciate. We also really want to make sure that those residents that have been tested and have tested positive for coronavirus are sufficiently isolated from those residents that have not tested positive. I think that has been one of the biggest failings of management currently, is that one case was allowed to turn into several cases, to turn into several deaths. And I think we need to do everything we can right now to stem the spread and properly isolate those that have tested positive. And that's why, again, when I spoke to the Lieutenant Governor and the Secretary, you know, we are all hands on deck. We are prepared to offer space to help with facilities and to call on us so we can be of assistance here. So, I mean, right now it's making sure that those who are positive are getting the treatment they need and also protecting those patients and residents there that haven't yet been exposed to this. And protecting the employees. I had a call from a tearful employee that had to go in for a 3 o'clock shift, and she was frankly scared to show up. And so, you know, we need to make sure that we also protect the people that go into work every day, that are on the front lines doing everything they can to save people's lives.
Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse, our thoughts are with your community. Thank you for joining us.
Great. Thank you.
And Jesus Pereira, Director of the Holyoke's Department of Veterans Services, thanks to you, too.
No, thank you.
So listening in to our conversation is WBUR reporter Miriam Wasser. She's been following the story. Miriam, hi there.
Hi, Tiziana.
I just want to ask you, what struck you from the conversation we just had?
Yeah, so I wrote down three things I think that really struck me as I was listening. The first was something that Director Pereira said about this being somewhat par for the course in terms of the lack of communication coming out of the soldier's home. I can tell you that one thing we will certainly be looking at is whether this is a trend or this was an isolated event. Another thing he said that really struck me is he said, you know, you don't want to brush this under the rug because it makes people question your motives. And I think we're seeing that play out in the comment section of social media and in emails and online. I think people are suspecting the worst, and that is often what happens when you aren't, you know, when you don't communicate well. And then the third thing was a comment from the mayor where he said that he's expecting the worst still to come. So, you know, clearly this story is still unfolding.
And Miriam, briefly, I know you're going to continue to track it. What else are you watching for or hearing?
Yeah, I think, you know, in the press conference today, both the Health and Human Services Secretary and Governor Baker sort of deflected a little bit about answering questions on timeline and just said, you know, our main priority right now is stabilizing the situation on the ground, which is totally understandable. But I know that we are very interested in sort of that, you know, minute TikTok, what happened? How did this break down and where were the fault lines? So we will definitely be watching that, and we will certainly be reporting on the health and well-being of residents and staff at the facility.
All right, that is WBUR's Miriam Wasser. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for following the story, Miriam.
Always.